What's going on, families? Ramel Wade here, of course, and welcome back to the Get Inspired with Ramel Wade podcast. I've missed you. Hopefully you've missed me. I know it's been a little while. For those of you that listen regularly, you will know that my last podcast episode was back in February 2021, and we're now in September 2021, and I'm back and I'm here to stay. But you know, hopefully you've had a good year so far. I know it's been crazy across the globe with the pandemic, a lot of changes, you know, a lot of ups and a lot of downs, I'm sure, in your individual lives as well as across the globe. But you know, no matter what happens, we bounce back. No matter what happens, we stay positive, because there's always, you know, better to come, right? There's always going to be something greater down the line for us. While we're still alive, it means that there's more for us to do, there's more for us to achieve, and there's more for us to enjoy. So let's get stuck right in, right? And I thought I would relaunch the podcast with, you know, some of my core values, some of the things that I talk about the most when it comes to our happiness, when it comes to us feeling fulfilled, when it comes to us, you know, being the people that we truly want to be. And I titled this episode, The Real Reason You're Unhappy. The Real Reason You're Unhappy. And I believe that there are, of course, many different reasons. There are a lot of nuances in people's lives that, you know, contribute to their unhappiness. But I believe that there are some themes across the world. And there are common themes, there are common reasons that we all have in our lives that contribute to our unhappiness or contribute to our lack of fulfillment. And I believe it comes down to this. I believe it comes down to us lying to ourselves. What do I mean? I mean, we lie to ourselves. We don't actually do, or we don't actually pursue the things that we truly want to do. We don't actually try and create the life that we truly want to create. You understand me? Right? So it's like we've settled. We conform. And it, often it's because of our environment. Often it's because of what we see. Often it's because of our belief level, right? Which I'll get into shortly. But it's because we typically, we settle. We conform. Because of the people that are closest around us, maybe they're not achieving. Maybe those people that are closest around us, maybe they're not doing anything of significance. Maybe your mum and your dad or your, you know, your family members aren't doing anything that inspires you. So you don't believe that you can achieve anything that may inspire others. Or maybe you don't feel inspired to do anything of significance just because your immediate environment isn't inspirational. And I'm going to be honest. I understand that that is a reason for some of us to settle, but it's not an excuse. It's just not an excuse. With the things that, the access that you have to different media nowadays, the podcasts, the YouTube channels, the books, there's no reason to settle. See, just because the people around you haven't had successful careers, businesses, or relationships, it doesn't mean that you can't. Just because you haven't seen a successful marriage, you know, in your home or in your family, it doesn't mean that you can't have a successful marriage. Just because you haven't seen someone have a successful business in your closest circle, in your family, it doesn't mean that you can't be the first to have that successful business. See, today is a perfect day to become the first person to have that successful business. Today is a perfect day to become the person that starts, you know, that successful career choice. Or to become that person that gets into that relationship that ends up being a successful marriage. You can be the first. Do not settle. Do not conform. Because what we also do is sometimes we fall into the trap of doing the things that everybody else is doing. That's what I mean by conformity. So because everyone else in your family has stable jobs and careers, that's what you decide to do. Rather than going out there and pursuing, you know, the creative lifestyle that you want, the creative job role that you want, or the creative business that you want to create, you decide to get a stable job. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking down on it, but there is something wrong with that if it's not for you. But only you can answer that question. You know what's for you. Life isn't necessarily about, achieving things. I believe that life is actually really about finding the right path for ourselves. And I believe that so many of us, we don't find the right path for ourselves because we conform. We just look at those around us and we just do what everyone else is doing. See, the thing is, if you do what everyone else is doing, if you do the things that the masses are doing, you're only going to have what the masses have. You're only going to have what everyone else has. So if you want to be like the 95%, then do what the 95% do. If you want to be like the 5% and have what the 5% have, then you must do the things that the 5% do. And that is take risks. That is do the things that they believe that they want to do. That is do the things that they are really inspired to do, rather than conforming to the way society has developed. I understand that things are changing now with the social media age, with the internet, etc. But there's still so many people out there that still conform to the old way of living of, you know, get a great education, get a stable job, and build a career. And here's the thing. For some of you listening, that's exactly what you need to do. Because that's for you. You're going to be an amazing executive. You're going to be an amazing CEO. You're going to be amazing doing what you're doing in your job. But for others, it's not for you. And this is the thing about self-awareness and understanding yourself and intuition and knowing what's right for you. All right? And only you can decide that. Only you know what deep down what you want to be doing, who you truly want to become. So only you can answer those questions. All right? So moving on. Maybe you've also allowed your current belief level to dictate what you can achieve and create in your reality. All right? So you let your belief level dictate your life. How about you switch it around? How about you look at the life that you want to create, and then you work on increasing your level of belief to matching the lifestyle you want to live. How about that? Yes, it's going to take work. Maybe you have no idea how to do it, but you can find out. Like I said, there's plenty of media out there, but you can work out how to do that. I've got content on that on my podcast. Others have content on that on their podcasts or their YouTube channels. There's books you can read. There's plenty of things that you can do. See, the thing is, it's the first step is acknowledging that you know that there's more for your life. And you got to be honest with yourself and say to yourself, no, I want more. I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to do the things that I've been doing. I want to do more. I want to achieve more. I have a dream. Don't put down your dream. Do not give up on your dream. You have a dream. Go and dream, right? And the next step is now you've understood, now you've admitted to yourself, you stopped lying to yourself, now you've admitted to yourself that there's more for your life, right? The next step is working out how to create the life and live a life of fulfillment and become the person that you desire to be, right? Because you can do it. You can go out there, you can create a life of fulfillment. You can create a life that you're inspired to live. You can create a life that, you know, when you're living it, you're inspiring others. You can do it. You can become the person that you know you truly want to become. You can become the person that you dream of at night. You can become the person that you daydream of when you're in your day job, or when you're sitting on a Saturday morning, you know, thanking God that it's the weekend, and you're wishing that you live a whole different life. You can create that life. You can become that person. But it's going to take some work. And the fact that you know that your belief level isn't matching the belief level needed, okay, to become the person that you want to become and to live the life that you want to live, that means that you've got to put in the work. You've got to raise that belief level. And how do you do that? I'm going to give you a few tips on the next steps and how to do that. And there are plenty of other things that you can do too. I'm sure you can find it if you just jump on my podcast, look at my history, or go on YouTube, read some books, right? Plenty of things that you can do. Right, first things first, right? You have to create your own positive environment. You have to be strict with your gates. You must be thinking, what do I mean by this? What do you mean being strict with your gates? Your eyes and your ears. What are you watching? What are you seeing? What are you listening to? What are you hearing regularly? What are you being told on a day-to-day basis? Are you being told that you are enough, or are you being told that you're not enough? Are you being told that you are already successful, or are you being told that you're unsuccessful? Is your circle, is your family, are your friends talking down on you, or are they inspiring you? That's what it comes down to, right? That's just one angle. Sometimes you can't escape a negative environment. Maybe you're a young person and you're living at home with your parents, or maybe your parents are negative. I don't know. Maybe you go to school and your teachers are negative. I don't know. Right? And maybe you can't escape that, but you can do your best to block it out. And then what you can do is to fight those negative comments with positive ones. How? Positive affirmations. Right? So every single morning when you wake up in the morning, speak positivity over yourself. Say to yourself, I am successful. Say to yourself, I am wealthy. Say, I'm a successful business owner. Say, I'm a successful CEO. So I have a successful career. I have a successful business. I have a successful job. I am successful in all that I do, right? I inspire others. Speak positively about yourself. So when that someone comes along and speaks negatively about you, you're able to bounce that straight off you. You're able to reject and repel that comment back to where it came from. Goal cards. What are goal cards? Goal cards are little cards that you write your goals on, or one particular goal one, you put it in your purse or your wallet, in your bag, and you can look at it often. Or you put it in a screensaver on your phone because you look at your phone so regularly. So you write down your goal. So you might put, I'm so happy and grateful now. And I put, the now is the key word, right? So you're speaking as if it's already happened. You're not speaking as if it's going to happen. You're speaking as if it's already happened. So you might write, I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a successful six-figure business. Or I'm so happy and grateful now that I earn six figures at my job. Right? Very simple, very clear, but profound goals, right? If you listen to or read a book, preferably listen, it's an audio book called The Stranger's Secret by Earl Nightingale. It's amazing. It's not very long either. Give that a listen. Listen to it regularly until you really understand it. And that will change your mindset. And creating a vision board or a vision environment. And what do I mean by this? What I mean by this is, you go to your bedroom or even your whole house, depending on if it's yours or your parents, right? And you put images up of your goals. You might put up the car that you want, or an image that represents the business you're going to build, or the job role you're going to have, or the successful relationship you're going to have, right? By putting up images around your house, or around your desk at work, or in your office, or in your car, right? So that you're consistently seeing the positive image and you're reinforcing your future. See, first you have to see to then believe, right? So if you're constantly seeing it, eventually you're going to believe it. And that's what I mean by vision environment. And then another way to create your own positive environment within your mind is what you're really listening to and what you're watching, guys. Some of you, I'm not talking down on anybody, but some of you watch complete crap. All these reality TV shows. Okay, some of us might want to watch that. Cool, go for it. I don't personally do that. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. But if you're not also listening to the positive stuff, if you're not also listening to things that are building you up and you know, developing you personally, you know, your personal development content, you know, the positive podcasts, YouTube channels, the books, and the audio books, then you're just engaging in complete crap. And you're allowing that to be the things that are going into your mind, and that's the things that you're going to be focusing on. Or negative reality TV shows as well. Like, you know, I'm not going to go into any names. I'm not going to say any names. But you know the trash ones where these women are constantly just talking about each other behind each other's back, and they're having arguments and stuff's going across the table. You know what I'm talking about, right? Just complete crap. And if you're literally just watching that stuff, then, you know, you're not really filling your mind with the things that need to be filled with. All right, so make sure you're at least counteracting it with positivity as well. You know, the fact you're listening to this right now means that you're on the right track. This is positive. Plenty of other positive podcasts as well, other YouTube channels that are positive, audiobooks, books that you listen to, and also, make sure you're consistently engaging in positive conversations, right? So, you know, your friends and your family members that are positive as well and are saying on the same wave as you, engage in conversations with them. Speak to them about your goals and your dreams. Speak to them about their goals and their dreams. Inspire each other, right? Find yourself in positive community. Find those individuals that are also, they're like-minded. They're like you. They want to achieve more. They want to do more. They want to be more. Get around those individuals. Speak to them more. And before you know it, you'll find that you're consistently having positive thoughts. And when something negative comes your way, again, you're able to bounce back and stay focused on what's to come. You're able to stay focused on the process. You're able to stay focused on where you're going and not what's happening to you in that given moment in time. All right? And finally, my fourth and final point, right? Block out the noise. Become tunnel vision. Let's expand on that a little bit more, right? So if you refuse to engage in negative conversations around where you're going, right? So when you're having, say for example, someone asks you, you know, what you're up to, what you're doing now, you know, what you're building, what's new. And you start to talk about your future and what you're planning and what you're doing and what you're building. And if someone comes with a negative tone or they start questioning, but can you really achieve that? Can you really do that? It must be hard, right? Shut that ish down. Shut it down. Just be like, you know what? Yeah, it's hard, but I'm going to do it. Then keep it moving. You don't want that kind of energy around you. You don't want to engage in those kind of conversations. They're draining. They take it out of you. You can spend your time and your energy doing something a lot more beneficial to your future, right? So just shut that down. I don't care who the people are. I don't care if it's your mom or your dad, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your best friend, your teacher, your dog. I don't care who it is, right? Shut that down and keep it moving. See, spend limited time with individuals that have negative energy and negative self-talk. Again, I don't care who they are. Could be your close family members. Limit the time that you have with them. Yes, I'm not saying shut them off, cut them off. Limit the time that you have with them, though. Because I'm sorry, but it affects you. There's nothing you can do about it. As human beings, it will affect us to keep it moving, right? And comparison, right? Again, comparison is noise. Comparison is nothing but noise. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself to the masses. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself with someone that is further ahead in their journey than you. Because if you get caught up doing that, listen, you're going to think that you're not worthy. You're going to think that you're behind. And then it just turns into this spiral in your mind. And before you know it, you're in a negative state of mind, right? So what we need to remember is that what you need to remember is that when it comes to the masses especially, right? You don't want what they want. So you're not going to do what they do, right? And when it comes to individuals that are ahead of you, you don't know how far they've come. You don't know how long they've been doing it for. You don't know what they've had to do to get there. So never, ever, ever be jealous of someone that has something that you want because you don't know what they've had to sacrifice to achieve that, right? And it's all about you. It's all about being unique. It's all about being authentic. Don't go out there and try and copy someone that's ahead of you. Be unapologetically you. That's what will get you to success. That's what will take you to the place that you want to get to, right? The world needs you. So be unapologetically you. And the final point I want to make is that, you know, take action and trust the process. Take action and trust the process, right? If you're fearful, take action. Right? If you're tired, take action. If you don't know what to do next, try something new, right? Take action and trust the process. But by taking action, you're going to fail a few times, but you're also going to succeed a few times too, right? But every time you fail, it's going to lead you closer to the path of success, right? Every time you fail, you're going to find a way. You're going to find another way, that it can't be done. And it's going to lead you to a direction and to a route which can be done, right? Failure is a part of the process. So you have to trust the process. See, if you do everything else that I've mentioned, right? You listen to the right podcast, to the right books, read the right books. If you have the right conversations with the right people, if you write down your goal cards, if you create your vision, board or your vision environment, right? If you do all these different things, but you don't take action, then you've missed it. you missed the boat, you missed the point, right? Because action is everything. Action is absolutely everything. By taking action, that's how you're able to get data. And that data will give you direction of where to go next, right? You take action, did it work? No, okay, try something else. Take action, did this work? Yeah, this worked. Let's try that again, right? Oh, that worked? Okay, cool, I'm keeping this path. This is part of the thing that I'm going to be doing to move forward, right? Keep trying different things and you find the things that work for you, right? But you have to take action because, you know, faith without works is dead. If you're constantly talking about it, but you're never doing anything about it, that's dead. Execution is everything. Let's get ish done. All right, so guys, so hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast episode. It's all about the real reason I believe you're unhappy. And, you know, it's all about the process. It's all about enjoying the process. It's all about getting stuff done, right? But remember, just because, you know, you may believe that once you get to your end goal, that's when you're going to be happy. No, it's not about that. It's about being happy in the process. The place where you're not happy is when you're in the wrong process. Let me expand before I close, right? So when you're, say, for example, you're someone that is, maybe you're in a day job that you really don't enjoy, but you're doing well. Maybe you're getting promotion after promotion. Maybe you're earning half decent money as well, right? But you're not happy because you know deep down that there's a business you want to build, right? And that's the thing that you really want to be doing, but you're not taking action to make that happen. You're going to be unhappy. But the moment that you decide to take action, you know, in your evenings and weekends to start building that business, your mindset's going to switch. You're going to turn from unhappiness to, you know, feeling a bit more content and becoming more happy. Because you're now in the process. You found happiness in the process because you're in the right process. Just being in your day job, you know, you're in the wrong process, but by starting to build your business, now so that you can eventually transition into being a full-time business owner, now you're in the right process, right? So you're able to take yourself from being unhappy in your day job to being still in your day job, but you're happier because you've now found your path and you're taking steps to create the life that you want to live, right? That's how you find happiness. You find happiness in the process. So it's all about finding the process. It's all about finding your path. Once you've found your path and you're taking action, that's when you can really, you know, be happy. That's when you can really find happiness. It's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. Enjoy the process. All right, guys, have an amazing week. I'll catch you next week. Don't forget to hit me up on Instagram. Don't forget to, you know, if you're listening on iTunes, drop me a 5-star rating. I really appreciate that. And remember to share the podcast episode with your friends as well if you got any value from it. If you could hit me up with your key points that you got from the podcast, DM me on Instagram or any other way you can get in touch with me. I'll be more than keen to have a quick conversation with you, right? So have an amazing week. Go win. Go and turn your life around. I believe in you, right? And for those of you that are already on the right path, you know, keep going. You're doing so well. We need you. We need you all to do what you've been created to do. I'll speak to you soon. It's Ramel Wade, over and out.